I thought we got off to a good start tonight and then played a pretty complete 60 minutes. I thought that there was times where Winnipeg had some strong pushes and we were able to respond better than we have in previous games.
Did it bother you at all to lose the shutout in third period like that, or is that just how it goes?
Yeah, I think it's how it goes. You know, I thought prior to taking the penalty, you know, we were playing pretty strong and had a lot of the momentum, and then we gave them a little bit of life on the power play. And I think when you play a good team like that, it's tough to have them shut out like that. And then they made a strong push there at the end.
They didn't get a power play until the very end. How disciplined was your team tonight? How were they able to stay disciplined?
Well, it's something we've talked about the last few games. We hadn't liked the penalties that have been crept in. So I like to credit the guys quite a bit that we understood that was one of the keys to our game and something we had to get better at. We were tonight, and it was a big contributing in us at least being able to have the lead and stay in control of the game as opposed to putting ourselves in penalty trouble like we had the last couple games.
Since Lee likes playing against his always former teams, basically.
It seems like it, yeah. Let's hope he's got one more in his bag on Tuesday.
Was it part of your strategy to get a goal and take the crowd out? Take the Winnipeg crowd out?
It wasn't so much about taking the crowd out, but one of the things was we would like to try to get the lead, and that's something we'd like to do is get off to a good start and try to be able to get the first goal. We were able to do that, which was good, and then I thought the way we handled it from that point on, our game was pretty solid.
How about Jacob Josephson getting rewarded for his good play and getting the goal himself?
Yeah, it's nice to see him get that one. I mean, he set two up the other night and didn't get any points for it. And then, again, you see him tonight. He dictates the whole power play, and it's nice that he gets rewarded. He gets recognized in the room for it, but it's nice for himself, even in his points and things like that, to be able to get not only an assist but score a nice goal.
After you guys are pinning your zone there for a while, so you got to call a timeout, how big was that block by Bobby right after that?
That was big. I mean, when you look at the course of the game, there's certain probably turning points or things like that, and that was where Winnipeg had a lot of momentum at that point. They were playing real well and had us on their heels. And, plays like that help you get out of those things without, breaking. You bend, but you don't break, and that was a big play for us. And it also, those plays also bring some energy and life to your team, too, because of the type of sacrifice that guys like that do in those situations.
Do you remember the first four-game winning streak in October?
I do, yeah.
Is this a better one because it's a more difficult time of the season and these are all regulation wins?
Yeah, it's a good point. I think I wouldn't say more important, but I think that, as you said, I think just the quality of play has been a little bit more solid than the last one where we've been able to be consistent in the way we wanted to play, and it's been night after night that way. You know, even though we've won the games, we felt like we have played solid enough to be able to do that, and that's real important this time of year for sure.
It's tougher to win now than it is in October.
Yeah, you're correct. Yeah, because everything tightens up a little bit, and I think at this point in the season, everyone's really still playing for something, whether it's to get in or to stay in and things like that. So, especially with how the league is right now, it is a little bit harder.
You talked about these four games leading into the break. You had the focus that you were looking for so far with one game left to go.
So far, we have, and I think that's something that to start the week has been really good. But now it's probably going to be our biggest test right now, not because it's Pittsburgh, but because we've had some success this week. So we have, a trip, and we got to stay on task and make sure that we're ready for, probably a game that's going to be very intense. So looking forward to dealing with the team on it, but also seeing how we respond and what maturity level do we have. We feel good about ourselves, but we're going to have to really dig in to win a game on Tuesday. And, I think that'll talk about where our maturity level is as a team on Tuesday.
How close were you when you were planning this to going back to New Jersey tonight when you first thought about this? Or was it always go to Pittsburgh?
Yeah, it was always go to Pittsburgh just because of the time change, and we felt, it just would make more sense, I think, rest-wise and mentally, going into the All-Star break and then having this type of travel that you had the day in Pittsburgh tomorrow.
Fortunate because you wouldn't be able to go back there tonight.
Yeah, exactly. We wound up actually doing pretty well, but it wasn't because of Mother Nature.
Jordan was feeding off having all the family and friends in the crowd tonight.
Yeah, I was really happy for him. I thought he played real well, and wouldn't expect anything different from him, but excited that he had the opportunity to play a lot of minutes and play a good game in front of his family and friends.